hour from now, you get to get qualified for that Lady Gaga flyaway. We'll send you to Las Vegas to see her show. We'll give you hotel, air, and tons of other cool accommodations. And just for getting qualified for that, you'll get a digital download of A Star Is Born, the soundtrack. Time for Joe's Need to Know News. Today is National Pi Day. Can I get a little 3.14 repeating, please?
3.14.
It's not actually 4, though.
No, I thought it was something else.
It's like 3.14732892141.
You're actually right there. I was so good at math. Like in 5th grade, I was the multiplication champion.
In 5th grade. He says, I was so good at math. And then he says, in 5th grade.
No, Alex, I was. I won the math like multiplication championship. But then like I almost failed out of high school. So what happened?
I don't know.
I didn't even do drugs. I mean, like if I did drugs, like, well, man, the drugs got me.
Yeah,
but
honestly, you probably should just say that you did just because
I did.
It's kind of embarrassing.
I did drugs. Started in 6th grade. I didn't stay on Dare. So yeah, people are celebrating today. You can probably find all kinds of good deals on actual pies and on pizza pies. So you can do that. It's the circumference, like you said, of a circle, 3.14.
My favorite pizza place in the world, Blaze. It's like you make your own. So good. They have them everywhere. They're selling pizzas for $3.14.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, it's like the Subway of pizza. Or it's like the Chipotle of pizza.
So they have like a Jared Fogel guy in prison that used to represent them?
Yeah, that's why I changed it.
But, hey, kid, you want some pepperoni?
You know who is involved with Blaze Pizzas? LeBron James, and he's kind of a criminal too.
Oh.
So.
LeBron James.
Yeah, Liv hates LeBron James.
LeBron James. It's also National Potato Chip Day. The best, salt and vinegar. We all agree, right?
I just like plain Lays.
Oh, you're so plain.
I also like baked Lays.
I like
those. Are good.
I honestly am actually not a Lays person.
Would you consider like Doritos chips or no?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know. Like, well, then I like the Sun chips.
What do you think it is, a cookie?
Well, no. Wait, do they make those? No, I just didn't know if we were talking straight up just potato chips. I don't know. Those are like a different thing. Like, they're chips, but they're not chips. Does that make sense? Like, it's a subcategory.
No, they're all chips. National Chip Day would be any chip.
Yeah.
Corn chips, tortilla chips.
So, wait, you're calling Fritos then? You're calling Fritos chips?
Yes.
Doritos are fancy or, like, flavored tortilla chips.
Okay. Well, then I'm torn now. Do I like barbecue, salt, and vinegar? Do I like harvest cheddar from the Sun chips? Do I like Cool Ranch? Because I do not like nacho cheese Doritos.
Oh, you know what? Cheese harvest or whatever.
Harvest, yeah.
Those Sun chips are bomb.
Exactly.
I hate Sun chips because I cannot stand opening the bag.
I'm not saying Sun chips. I'm saying the Ruffled Lays. The Ruffled Lays cheese are fire.
Tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. What's your potato chip? Alex, did you see this about Twitter? This is not good for you.
What?
Twitter may soon stop counting your likes and retweets. The changes are part of a prototype update that the social media service is currently showcasing at South by Southwest Festival in Austin, Texas. The change is part of a push, they say, to, quote, improve the health of conversations on social networking sites.
Well, then how are things going to go viral? I'm confused. That's
exactly.
Yeah, no more free nuggets for Wendy's.
Because the point is, Liv, is that they want to control what goes viral and what doesn't, what gets seen, what doesn't. It's all part of the plan. It's all part of the plan. You're starting to see it come into fruition. They've already done a bunch of radio interviews, TV interviews, where they've admitted that there is bias in who they like to promote on Twitter and who they don't. And now this is happening. It all goes together.
Well, I just want to make sure I can still see drunk people getting hurt.
I don't
on
know.
My timeline.
If the Twitter gods deem it good, then I guess.
All right. Make sure you follow us, Joe and Alex Show. We're on Twitter. At least we still are. This is insane. A woman from Texas is suing Olive Garden, one of the greatest restaurants in the world, claiming their stuffed mushrooms caused severe burns to her in her throat after eating them. Oh, gosh. The woman said she ordered the mushrooms, but the waiter didn't warn her that they were hot. Can we assume, I mean, I guess you assume nowadays when you get food or something that's probably cold, but let's say the service is good. When they bring food out of a kitchen, they cook it, so it's hot, right?
Oh, she's saying it was hot, like temperature, not spicy.
Yeah, like it was hot, like actual temperature degrees. Yeah. And yeah. She said that she ingested the mushroom and immediately burned her mouth. And then it became lodged in her throat, causing her to choke. She threw up, had to drive herself to the emergency room. On the way, she claims she could feel her throat begin to close. And she called an ambulance to take her the rest of the way. She's now suing and seeking $200,000 to $100 million in damages.
This lady sounds like a drama queen.
Holy shiitake, am I right?
What did the hospital say?
I don't know if they said she actually had, like, internal, like, throat burns or not, but I love me some stuffed mushrooms or fried mushrooms. They can be very hot, but I know that's going to be hot. Like, I always do a little nibble. I'm like, you check that, right?
Yeah, but sometimes you're just so impatient.
But that's not the restaurant's problem.
Just staring at you.
I mean, is
that's
it?
That's a her problem.
Remember the lady that sued McDonald's back in the day because she burned her crotch?
Yeah. I feel like the U.S. is just all about suing. Everyone sues.
Oh, no. Some crazy shiitake right there. Get it? Instead of mushroom, and it sounds like I'm saying another word. And this is something I think we can wrap up Joe's Need to Know News with. It's something great for us guys out there. Dudes, soon we're going to be able to breastfeed just like the ladies. There's a new product called a father's nursing assistant. It straps to your chest. It doesn't look like a boob, but it feels similar to the baby, according to the people that created it. It can also sense when your kid falls asleep. Then it'll shoot you info on your app to let you know about tracking and sleep patterns and feeding patterns to kind of see when the baby's doing their thing. This is from a company in Japan. They came up with it. It's not clear when they're going to go on sale or how much they'll cost, but the idea, they say, is to take the pressure off the moms and give dads a new way to bond with their babies. I, right now, am all for it. I've publicly stated this, and I'll do it again. If I was able to carry a child, I would.
They need to be given credit to where credit is due, because Greg from Meet the Fockers was the first person to do this and come up with this.
I wonder if he'll sue them. There you go. I'll see you in court, Focker. So, all right, is Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show. You can check it all out at joeandalexshow.com.